Chapter 12. Kelsey passed through the security scanner and collected her suit jacket from the luggage belt. A clerk beckoned her forward, checking her details.
"You'll be in courtroom C. Take a seat along the hall."
Kelsey crossed the polished atrium and waited for her counsel to arrive. The wall featured a mural of automatons and humans conquering a mountain together with a shared flag. The flag featured a human eye housed in an automaton's metal casing. She'd never seen anything like it. Beneath it was a line of symbols. She recognized the style from her 18th birthday, but had no idea what they meant. Sweeping through security, her lawyer joined her.
"How are you feeling, honey? The outfit suits you. I'm so glad. You look the part."
Kelsey frowned. She didn't get why this woman was being so nice to her, especially given her own unrelenting abrasiveness. Ever since their first meeting at the hospital 2 weeks ago, this lawyer had been all honey and roses. Kelsey had met her type before. Purveyors of transactional affection. Ministry officials who pretend to be your best friend, then the minute you're off their to-do list, it's like you never existed. But this woman seemed different.
"It must feel strange being back here," said the lawyer.
She poured them each a glass of water.
"At least my parents aren't here. They can't ruin it this time," Kelsey snorted. "Do you remember much of the building?" "Not really. I was only a kid. I remember it was quiet inside. Until Mom started yelling, of course."
The lawyer opened her briefcase and showed Kelsey an array of large print photos revealing the severity of Kelsey's injuries from the tunnel, including a wrist x-ray, broken ribs, and a torn calf muscle.
"They're gonna say I already looked like that," said Kelsey.
She pointed to the photographed black eye above the cut on her cheek.
"And we'll prove them wrong," said the lawyer brightly. "You can't know that. Why do you always talk like everything's gonna be fine when it's not?" "I'm an optimist by nature, Kelsey, but a realist by trade. Trust me, you'll be fine."
Kelsey snorted.
"Huh, heard that before." "Not from me," smiled the woman. "Oh my God, ditch the fairy godmother act already. Just because I'm your latest charity case doesn't make us best friends. I want a lawyer, not some washed-up mom. This is business, so let's get it over with, and then you can go back to whatever it is you normally pretend to care about."
Her lawyer took a dignified pause, then revealed photographs from when Kelsey was arrested. Kelsey's lips soured as she confronted her own mugshot. It should never have been her in that cell.
"I look like a criminal," she groaned. "To human eyes, maybe. But the judges don't see like us. They see the bigger picture." "And that's what we're showing here," said the lawyer.
"Whatever." The woman's wristwatch chimed.
"It's time. Let's go."
The courtroom was smaller than Kelsey remembered. Three automatons sat behind an elevated judging panel at the end of the room. Seated on their left was the defense, Kelsey's mining supervisor, several directors, and their ministry-appointed lawyer. Kelsey and her own ministry lawyer took their seats on the right. A clerk collected documents from both sides and placed them before the central automaton judge. A thick, neatly folded silk band covered each judge's eyes. The left-hand judge's was yellow, the right-hand judge's was red, and the central judge's was a fusion, two thinner bands stacked. The central judge opened the prosecution file and read the contents using its fingertips, before circulating it to the other automatons. It extended an instructive hand to the prosecution panel, and Kelsey's lawyer rose to her feet.
"Your Honors, we are seeking compensation from the City Mining Corporation, whose gross negligence caused significant injuries to my client, both physically and psychologically. She has been unable to work since and is dependent on a ministry hardship loan pending damages from her former employer. That loan expires today. Hence, we are seeking an urgent decision."
The central automaton rotated its head to face the defense. It extended its arm, and the opposition lawyer rose to his feet.
"Your Honors, this is brazen opportunism. The prosecuting individual has no job prospects, no abode, and is seeking to place blame on her former employer for a lifetime of poor decisions."
Kelsey jolted in her seat, incensed, but her lawyer restrained her. The prosecution automaton looked up from its reading and tilted its head at Kelsey, like it could see her despite the blindfold. What followed from across the chamber was a brutal depiction of her life to date. They had her school reports, testimonies from her previous foster parents, and review notes from social services. Tears rolled down her cheeks as she heard her life story told through the eyes of the executive class. She was a criminal and a scrounger, born and raised. Most hurtful of all was the defense lawyer's tone. He wasn't animated or impassioned. He wasn't leaning over the rail with zeal as he decried her character. No, it was worse than that. His tone was one of weary pity, like she wasn't to blame for fraudulently seeking compensation, that anyone in her position would naturally try such a thing, because such people can't help it, and as such, can't be trusted. The defense recommended that she be cautioned for wasting court time and undertake community service to broaden her resume. The man sat down with heavy eyelids and arched brows, implying a chummy sympathy with the judges, like the hearing was just a formality. Kelsey's lawyer was having none of it.
"Thank you for the patent infringement of my client's rights. So far, you've illegally referenced an expunged juvenile record, for which I might add no charges were ever brought, as well as cataloging the failures of our child care and education services to protect a vulnerable minor. Furthermore, you've made insinuations bordering on the defamatory. We will be seeking additional damages in light of this. Moving on to the small matter of the collapsed mineshaft. Your Honors, in my documentation you will see the emergency evacuation protocol for the mine has been plagiarized from another jurisdiction. No adjustments have been made for the increased seismic risks of the local geology. More worryingly, if you turn to Appendix Item 2, you will see the staff training logbook is years out of date."
Kelsey sat back in her chair and watched as the defense's faces fell. Maybe she was going to enjoy today after all. The hearing continued for several hours before each side made their closing remarks. The automaton judges conferred silently with mechanical whirring and tilts of the head. Rising to their feet, the defense judge and the prosecution judge glided out from behind their desks and converged in the middle of the courtroom. Between the two opposing sides and the judge's panel was a metal font with a domed glass lid, revealing an inner labyrinth of cogs and levers. Tall and slim, it was about the height of Kelsey's shoulders. Each automaton fed a granite-gray card into a slit on one side of the machine. The cards had neatly drawn black symbols on them, like those in the atrium. Etching a verdict onto a final card, the central judge held it out for the clerk to collect. The man scurried forwards and took it from the automaton with a bow. He approached the metal font and fed it into the central slot. The machine retracted all three cards at once. Levers and cogs cranked inside, and the gray card sped through the complex system. The whirring subsided, and three panels popped up inside the glass-covered dome. Each was red. Kelsey's lawyer gripped her elbow excitedly. The verdict was unanimous. The mining company was guilty. Bowing to each other, the defense and prosecution judges glided back to their seats behind the panel. Rising to its feet, the central judge passed a gray card with glistening red ink to the clerk, who fed it into the machine. Two reams of white paper tumbled out of the sides. Kelsey's lawyer stepped forwards keenly and tore their strip off, while the defense's lawyer retrieved his with decidedly less enthusiasm. Her lawyer returned and slapped the paper before Kelsey with a triumphant smile. Kelsey's head spun as she stared at the figure on the page. For the first time in her life, she felt free.